This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, good morning. Welcome in. 106.7 The Fan. It's Thursday. It's a football day in D.C. The Redskins and every other team in the NFL, with a preseason game left on their schedule, finalize their rosters formally tonight, as the Redskins will determine who is in and who is out over the weekend on a rainy evening in Tampa Bay.
The last awkward seventh grade dance before we get to the real prom. The last time we have to go through this nonsensical exercise of traveling with the entire roster and putting guys in uniform and going out there and playing pretend games. This is the last time we've got to get ready to do it. The real thing is next week. Yes, man. Yes.
Our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman is on the show at 11. He'll join us in studio. Looking forward to getting his thoughts on who's got to shine to make the roster tonight. 1 o'clock today, the big one on Grant and Danny, the big ace, Max Scherzer. Got to ask him about Strasburg going the distance and hitting a homer yesterday. Something we'll be talking about, Nats fans, just so you know.
That's a Little League game right there, by the way. Just you shove for, you're the big kid in Little League. You shove for 9 innings and you hit a homer. Unbelievable.
10:30, we'll be talking about Strasburg's home run and banner day on the mound. But Scherzer's on the show today at 1, so make note of that. Make sure you are listening at that time. Let's start with the preseason game tonight, though. Game 4 for the Redskins. I guess here's my opening salvo. Here's my first question I'll throw out to you, Danny.
And yep.
I'd love to get some feedback on the phones. That's why we do this, really. We call the station The Fan because we like to take the temperature of fans early and often on these shows. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There is no right or wrong answer here. I legitimately just want to take the temperature of the fan base and figure out how you guys feel. How much of this game will you watch tonight? What is your level of intrigue about this game? And if you want to call up and tell me, it's the Nate Sudfeld, Robert Davis show, I just don't care about it, I cannot get motivated, that's okay. You can call up and say that at 800-636-1067. I wonder, though, how weird I am, how insane I am. I know I'm a 99th percentile football fanboy. I said this last week when I got bothered by how few people came to Game 3, the dress rehearsal at FedEx Field against the Bengals. But I love these games. I live for that fourth preseason game. I think it's a blast to watch guys like Nico Marley fly around to try to make a roster, to watch someone like Joshua Holsey get more playtime than he probably will at any point for the rest of the calendar year, trying to ensure that he's going to make several hundred thousand dollars a year rather than maybe 80-some thousand on the practice squad. I care so much about this game, about guys like Fish Smithson and Joey Mboo and A.J. Francis. I get giddy about the fourth preseason game. I wonder if any Redskins fans do. Again, 800-636-1067. What is your level of intrigue, of excitement about tonight? How much will you watch? Will you flip over and miss some of the game to watch some baseball? What's your take?
As much as I hate the preseason, and we've gone through this exercise a million times over, I've watched Hard Knocks, man. I know what the conversations are behind the scenes. I don't know what the words specifically being said, but I know what's happening. I know what's at stake. You just touched on it. The real-life human drama. You don't have to watch a dumb reality show where they ply people with wine and film for 20 hours to get one nice cut of them screaming at each other, like talking on a speakerphone. The real drama is these guys are playing for their dreams. There is one dude that's going to do something in this game that says, you know what? He solidified it. He's now on the roster. Maybe he makes a play in week 9. We're going to remember it.
Last year, it was Mac Brown who ripped off the long run against the Bucs and had a really good game in the rain, ultimately made the roster. By the end of the year, was on the field regularly and had a huge touchdown run against the Chicago Bears in an important week 16 win. That was the guy last year that stepped up from obscurity to win a job.
I mean, right now in Hard Knocks in Tampa, the guy that was a linebacker on Hard Knocks the previous season, I'm blanking on the team, was it Houston, whoever it was, almost
he
made
was with the
club.
Rams.
Yeah, oh, it was Rams, thank you. Almost made the club, ended up not. Now he's back, and just like his life changed because he had a chance to get that far. I guess my point is, There are still some things up in the air for me with this club. Maybe not to the decision makers, but for me there are. There are a few questions I need answered, whether it's, as you touched on, is it A.J. Francis? Is it Joey Embu? Is it Anthony Lanier? Is it Chris Carter, the linebacker, who's shown well? Is he another Marcus White, a preseason game number four superhero? Or is he actually a guy that makes the club because he's going to be on teams, going to rush the passer in spurts? I don't know. I need to find out if Joshua Holsey can really play. If he goes out and dominates a game like this against guys that won't be in the league, that tells you something. It also tells you if he doesn't. I'm going to watch it in its entirety, A, for work. It's what we do. You know, I need to be able to come in and say,
yeah, but separating
here's what I saw.
That as a fan?
As a fan, I watch this thing anyway. As much as I hate these exercises and how stupid I think the preseason is, I'll be glued to it. Maybe that's why you and I are sitting in these chairs, because we're super fans in that way, but I'll absolutely watch.
Here's how I know, though, that it has nothing to do with the fact that this is an obligation for my job or benefits me on the radio or helps me in my profession. Before I was sitting in this chair, I was watching these games. There were fourth preseason games when I was a kid growing up. I watched them all, every play of them, lived and died with those games. I just wonder how many Redskins fans feel that way, or how many look at tonight and go, really? Nate Sudfeld for four quarters?
Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't need to watch that.
I also, by the way, like to hate watch stuff. I'm weird that way. Like, I like to confirm things. In other words, I want to watch Nate Sudfeld just muddle through an afternoon. I want to watch Nate Sudfeld, or an evening, rather. I just want to watch him just be okay, and the idea that this guy's irreplaceable, that you have to keep him on the roster. I'm going to be pre-ticked off about it. I want everyone to understand that he couldn't be more of just a guy, and he's so replacement level.
Why does it have to be an angry watch? Why can't it be a fun, positive watch?
There are positive things. I have plenty of positive things. That I'll hate watch that part of it, though.
Okay.
And I do that. I always try to remember. I peel my eyeballs back and go, let's always remember the angst and anxiety when it comes to DC sports.
When I think back on my four seasons covering the team for The Fan, which were 10 to 13, so it was the 4 years of Mike Shanahan, one of my favorite memories was a linebacker named Robert Henson in Arizona trying to make the roster, having the most inspired first half of football I think I can ever remember seeing.
He was a demon.
And in this sport's tragic. I mean, there's real tragedy going on in the country right now. But in a devastating turn of events, he ended up shredding his knee in that same game where he was making a tackle on every play. But think back to high school football on a Friday night at whatever school you went to. The best player on the field who was going to play D1, it would be on 20-some tackles and just be involved in everything and was clearly better than everybody else. That was Henson in an NFL game when his job was on the line. And I remember thinking while I was watching, this is inspiring. Because you're right, this is reality television. This ain't reality TV. This is Survivor. You know, this is a show where... Yeah. Tonight, there's a couple jobs up for grabs. And your performance could go a long way toward determining whether or not you're going to get one of those jobs. I love watching it. Curious to get your guys' thoughts on that. 800-636-1067. Mike is in St. Mary's to get us started on Grant and Danny. Your level of interest tonight, how much will you watch?
I'm going to watch. I'm pretty interested. I've been watching Mac Brown pretty intensely for the last year or two. I know that he's not the most famous back, but I watch him how he picks up on pass protection. Even on the short yards, he's always getting two or three in the huddle. You know, when he busts through the line, he might not get the big run, but he's always scrambling for two or three where, you know, guys like Matt Jones just kind of trip over their own feet and fall to the ground. And even out of the backfield, I feel like he's right there with Chris Thompson. I think he's better than Perine overall. He's got better hands catching those short passes. And again, picking up those pass blocks, you know, that's more the important thing to me, but I think we can get him to work cheap, and I think we got a great back sitting there. If Jay Gruden would just, you know, give him a little more play time tonight, I'd be real happy about that.
Tonight's about him. Now, I'm curious to see what they do with Matt Jones, which we can talk about in a few minutes.
A storyline, yeah.
Because supposedly they want to trade Matt Jones, and you would think the more looks he gets tonight, the more it could help improve his stock. Mac Brown has only had 7 carries this preseason. He's caught 2 balls. But if you go back to last year in the preseason, in Tampa Bay, in this game in Week 4, he had 19 attempts for 149 yards, including a 60-yard touchdown. And that's what won him a job on the roster. Now, before that, he had played okay in the preseason, but he hadn't done all that much. It was that Tampa Bay game that changed everything. Ultimately, you saw it in the preseason with a 60-yard touchdown run. You saw it in the regular season. 61-yard touchdown against the Bears in an 82-yard performance, and really the only game where he got the ball. So this is a guy who has had one game where he's gotten a chance in the NFL, and he had a huge game. He's 25 years old. He went to Florida. The profile on Mac Brown is basically that, and I don't know who their starter was. Someone who knows more about college football, like Dar, may remember the 2013 Gators. He was never a starter. He never even got many touches. The only year he really had more than 100 carries was in 2013. But for his career, he had basically five or six games worth of work, and he rushed for like 800 yards. He was never an important piece to them. Here he is in the NFL still hanging around, and he's surpassed a guy like Matt Jones, yeah. And he's proven he's worthy of a roster spot.
Cool stories when it happened. I mean, again, but you, the Matt Jones situation, I think, is you touched on as a good one. What do you do with Robert Davis? Because is Brian Quick expendable if Robert Davis looks like he can maybe do it? Maybe not early on in the season, but by week 5, 6, 7, maybe you think I'm on the practice squad, you could cut Brian Quick.
Robert Davis, to me, has P-Squad written all over him.
He certainly does, but it's one of those things where, hey, we could do this for a little while, then maybe he's ready to go because he played in an offense that was archaic, basically, by today's NFL standards. Maybe he can be your Brian Quick, so you can afford to not keep Quick early on in the season and have Davis maybe activate at some point in the middle of the year. Plenty of decisions to be made for me. I want to see a bunch of guys under the lights tonight with their opportunity.
Let's take your calls on this next at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you don't get excited for tonight, I want to hear from you as well. If you're not going to watch at all, we'd love to hear from you. Explain that side of it, because it's something I can't fathom. How much will you watch this evening? Preseason game 4. What's your level of intrigue and excitement? You're listening to The Fan.
Danny Ruya here for my guys at Ted Britt Ford. Zero, nil, nada, bupkis. 0% financing. That's what I'm talking about. For 72 months on the Fusion, just like mine, you escape, edge, explore, all great rides. Plus, you get $1,000 trade assistance. Go see these guys and take advantage of these deals because time is running out in the month of Augustus. In fact, it's the last day of August. Get out there and get some of these great values. Speaking of value, how about 125% value of Kelly Blue Book value, that is, on your trade-in? Here's what that means. You drive out there on the old bus to the joint, you get 125% more than you deserve, frankly. You get that money, you apply it towards the brand spanking new ride, and you will love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love your new car. You're also going to love your buying experience, just like I did. I went loved it so much, in fact, I went twice. That's how good Ted Britt Ford is. I got the Edge, got the Fusion. Two Ted Britt guys in the Ruye family. You also get Ted Britt for life, as I mentioned. Lifetime vehicle coverage, new pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles, you get the big stuff. That's powertrain, little stuff like they'll do state inspection for you. That's how cool they are. Go see them in Fairfax or Chantilly. When you do, tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.